أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at قل كونا.
Today we will look at Surah number 112, which is Al-Ikhlas, the purity of belief. In essence, the most important aspect of religion, which is monotheism. Absolute Tawheed, which comprises about one third of the Quran. This is the most comprehensive analysis of Tawheed. And as Imam Ali al-Islam has said, that there is no interpretation for this surah because its meaning is clear and not veiled. Sometimes when something is recited habitually, as this surah is, normally most people will recite this after Surah Al-Fatiha in their salah. We forget to give it the attention it so needs. And as I mentioned when we talked about Surah Al-Kafirun, it is paired with Surah Al-Kafirun as part of La ilaha illallah. In Surah Al-Kafirun, we saw the statement that I do not worship what you worship. So then who do you worship? And the answer is here. Both these surahs are also known as Takhshish al-Marid, because they are healing surahs. Now let's look a little bit of the background of this surah. The Prophet was continually asked, who is Allah? Describe the identity of this God that you are so besotted with. And the surah was revealed as an answer. It differentiates and explains clearly the distinction between one who is an abd, a servant of Allah, and one who is not an abd. Only five verses, but encompasses the basis of Tawheed. It is also known as Surah Al-Tawheed and Surah Al-Samad, besides other names. And in essence, it's an exposition of Al-Ahad. And Al-Ahad is the name of Allah, which means the unique one. So let's look at the surah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say, He, Allah, is Ahad. He is the unique one. Now in this surah, Allah uses the word Ahad as opposed to Wahid to depict His oneness. Wahid is a numerical digit 1 in Arabic, which is divisible and can also be preceded and followed by other numbers. Ahad in essence depicts one in the sense of the absolute one, cannot be divided, multiplied, preceded nor followed. So by Allah using Ahad, He is implying affirmation to His oneness and there being none similar to Him. And then Allahu Samad. Allah is He on whom all depend. The word As-Samad has around 40 to 50 meanings. Amongst other things, the one who fulfills all needs whenever he is turned to. The ultimate goal. Thus the name Ikhlas for this surah, which is seeking the pleasure of Allah. However, the most appropriate of the definitions is that He is not in need of anyone. He cannot be overpowered, and He is the one on whom all depend. Each individual wishes independence, thus the adoration of the only independent one. So to bear in mind dependence on divinity alone. And note here that just before this we saw Surah Al-Lahab, the example of Abu Lahab, who thought he was in need of no one. And then, Lam Yalid wa Lam Yulad, he does not give birth, and neither was he given birth to. Parents and progeny are creational processes for creation. Everything in our world has been begotten from something else, or has helped produce other things. Even rocks slowly are transformed into dust. It is only Allah who is free from this process. He's the first, the last, the manifest and the hidden. And so, no human being by extension may claim or be said to be in any way divine. And then finally, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And none is like him. Kufu means one who is compatible or equal in rank and status. It is used for marriage partners in relation to compatibility. Here Allah is saying that in His Ahad, He is unique. There is none like Him. He transcends the mind, preconceptions, thoughts, everything. If you ever thought of anything like Him, He is far higher than it. He is, in essence, incomparable. So in the beginning of the surah, Allah denies the view of the mushrikeen who believe in more than one God or associate partners to God. He then denies the views of the kuffar who view that God is in need. And finally, the views of those who attribute divinity to a human being. In Hadith al-Qudsi, he says, I was an unknown treasure. I created to be known. And this surah is his identity. If you're faced with conflict, internal or outward, continuous recitation of Suratul Kafirun and Suratul Ikhlas is the secret of success.
Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us under the protection of Mukashkish. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.